This is a great scripture. As I was thinking about the church in Iraq, I thought, wow, what a wonderful scripture for them. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. And I want to say, oh, yes, Church of Iraq. And I thought, wow, yes, be upon them in this conference, in this prayer conference that they're having, that they have that spirit, not of timidity, fear or timidity, but of power and love and a sound mind. And I thought, wow, we can just take that and pray it over that church this morning. And then I thought, yeah, that's good. But we need it right here. We need it for Grace Christian Center. We've got a great church. We've got great fellowship. We have super preaching. And we have fellowship and wonderful times together. But we need to have these things in our life, power and love and sound mind, that we might go out and bring others in. So let's take a look at these words. What does it mean, a spirit of fear? It just means timid and kind of like a turtle, you know, going back in its shell. And Paul was talking to Timothy here as he was speaking, because Timothy had the gifts of the Spirit in him. He'd been ordained with the gifts of the Spirit, and they should be flowing through him. And Timothy was doing the turtle thing. He was getting into situations, and then he was pulling into his shell, and he wasn't giving out those gifts. And Paul is admonishing him to get out there and not be timid and stick his neck out and start blessing people with the blessings with which God had blessed Timothy. And so we say that to us too. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. What does that mean? What does power mean? It means it's a force. And in the Greek, it's a miraculous power. Even to be a miracle worker, to have an ability. The word worker is in there. A worker of miracles. Not just having the miracles, but you work them. You work using the power of God to minister to people. It says a mighty, wonderful work. Yes, amen. So that's what power means. And you and I have it because it was given to us as we received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and laying on of hands. We receive that power into our own lives. And of love. And this word is agape, agapo, and it means, of many of the different things it means benevolence. We are to be benevolent, not just have that love and keep it in ourselves, but be benevolent. Get out, stick our necks out of our shells, and bless somebody with the love that you've received from Jesus Christ. Amen. It means charity. We give gifts of charity. We have love in us, and it's not supposed to be kept, but we're supposed to be charitable with the love of God and give it out. So we have power and love and a sound mind. Very interesting, the word sound mind. It means to hear intelligently. It means obedient. It, in the word, is the feeling that we will be obedient to what we hear. It means to discern, to perceive, to understand, and to work and serve. So, I just love looking things up in Strong's because it has so much more meaning than a sound mind. A sound mind means to me just somebody who isn't babbling, you know, or staring or whatever, you know. Having a sound mind means you're not an idiot. No, that isn't it at all. It means, having a sound mind means you're working. You're out there doing something. You can hear God and you can hear Him intelligently. And you can hear Him with something working inside of you that makes you want to be obedient to what you're hearing from Him. So it means to be, having a sound mind means to be a servant. And even means to be a worshiper. Yeah, hallelujah, we can be worshipers. As we worship God, there's something in us that draws people to us. And as we're in that spirit of worship, as we're in this spirit of having power and love and a sound mind, we will get to have the opportunity to be able to be charitable and reach out to others. Let's stand and let's say this verse together. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And now the man that's going to lead us in worship has the spirit not of fear. You're not timid, not at all. But of power, of love, and a sound mind.